At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Today FM's Dermot and Dave. Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself.
I'm John Hockey. I'm a dentist. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Well, John in Navan asks a question that is on all our minds. And he says, be honest, do you judge people when they come in?
One of the downsides of the job is the first thing you start to see in people is their teeth. So not so much judging, but the first thing that you'll see is people's teeth.
And is that off-putting?
It depends on the teeth.
But when people come into your surgery, are you like in your outside voice going, oh, things look okay, and inside going, oh my God, this person is just terrible?
Well, I'm not sure. You'll get a little bit of a... It's more sometimes you can judge whether you need to tighten your mask a little bit in case they haven't been for a while and their breath might smell a little bit more than others. Now,
do most people have smelly breath?
No, not most people, thankfully. These days, most people are quite conscious about their teeth and they look after them quite well. But if it is someone that hasn't been for a while and maybe has got a bit slack at looking after their teeth and just hasn't had a hygienist clean in a while, it can be a bit of a bad breath initially.
Aidan on Twitter asks, have you ever been bitten?
Not fully bitten, but there's a few times I've got quite close where you start saying, just open a little bit, just open a little bit, and then it gets louder and louder, just open. You can feel just the pressure on your finger. A little bit, but I've never
please
got...
open. I remember talking to a dentist years ago, and they told me that sometimes people suck their fingers. Has that ever happened to you?
Suck the dentist's fingers?
Yeah.
No, I haven't experienced that.
I'm not sure that person was a qualified dentist, to be honest.
Kate on Twitter asks, why do dentists talk to you and look for a response when they've two or three dental equipment in your mouth?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I try not to do that myself, but maybe it's just to pass the time. Dentistry, it's like a lot of jobs. It can be a little monotonous where you're doing the same thing over and over again. So some dentists maybe just like to have a conversation, but it's a one-way conversation most of the time.
I mean, I suppose you're mostly getting from the person is,
The kids are good.
Uh-huh. I was an idiot and basically didn't go to the dentist for about 14 years until this year. And thankfully, my teeth are fine. I'm very lucky, etc., etc. But I've been back twice since I went for the first time in 14 years. And I find it strangely relaxing. And I know I'm in a minority in this, but there's something about when the teeth are being cleaned and when the drill is going in and all of it. I am just like almost asleep. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the noise or something, but I just go the opposite of the way most people go.
Well, I think it's just because it's a break from control. Some people do get that. Like I've had some people fall asleep in the chair at times. I think it's just if you have a busy life and you're constantly going, it's almost when you're in the chair and you're laid back because you can't actually do anything. You know, everything else is out of your control. It's just a time maybe just to switch off and, you know, just relax a little bit that way. Obviously, you know, if it's someone that hasn't been for a while, they're quite anxious. But once you've got used to it and used to the routine, you do find a lot of patients do like just to come in and have that 15, 30 minutes where they're just sort of relaxing because everything's taken out of their control and they're able just to chill out for a bit.
Yeah, we got a question in about that actually, people who haven't been in a while. Someone says, I have an irrational fear of the dentist. I haven't been to see one in almost 25 years. It's been so long now, the thought of all the work that will have to be done makes me shiver and I know it won't get any better. Have you any suggestions on how I can go about doing something about this?
Yeah, so there's a few suggestions. So like, there's been a lot of advancements in dentistry in them 25 years. So the equipment and the materials and the techniques are all a lot better than what they were. So I would find a lot of people that are particularly anxious have had a bad experience from quite a long time ago when they were younger. But things have moved on so much. So you can either just go to a normal dentist, but remember, the first step is just an examination. So on that very first appointment, nothing's actually going to get done. You're going to have a chat. You're going to have your teeth assessed. So there's nothing actually going to be done in that first appointment. So there's no reason to be getting overly anxious about that first appointment. Yeah. And then once you know what you need, then you can assess it and come to terms with it and talk it through with the dentist. There is some dentists that specialize in working with people that are very anxious, and they're very, very good then at getting people back to being comfortable within the dentist.
John, what's the future of teeth? Because let's face it, they're stupid. Like, you're born with no teeth, then you have the agony of your teeth coming through as a baby, and thankfully we're all too small to actually remember that pain. Then you're 7 and 8 and they all fall out again, and then you spend your life brushing them, cleaning them. Like, where's the kind of 21st century stuff? Can we not just, like, get some kind of implant when we're 2 months old and go, that's it now, you've got perfect teeth the rest of your life.
You've got adult teeth and you're 2 months old.
Yeah, well, whatever. I don't know what the future is, but I'm asking John, like, what do you think? Where are we going with teeth?
Well, the big popular area for teeth these days is aesthetics and people's smiles. Because equipment and the techniques that we have nowadays have come on so lot, we're able to create beautiful smiles from very simple treatments. Whether that's, so there's no need now to necessarily need to get train tracks to straighten teeth. You can get a series of clear aligners, which are a lot easier to wear. That's probably where dentistry is heading, where a lot of people are looking at it from the aesthetic point of view and their smile, and they're getting confidence out of being able to be happy with their smile, how they see it in photos and how they see it in videos.
And do you think we'll get to a point where, maybe we're there already, where, you know, as we get older, we don't end up losing our teeth? Like, I remember somebody asked me recently, they just heard it for the first time, the phrase, teaching your granny to suck eggs. And I had to look up where it came from. And it turns out that it was because elderly people had no teeth, but like, as in society, by and large, and they would pierce a little hole in the top of an egg and suck the inside out of the egg because they couldn't eat it. I know it's such a weird thing.
It's depressing.
It is depressing, but thankfully we've moved on. But like, are we getting healthier with our teeth as the technology moves on and as the different regimes move on and the brushes get better and the toothpaste is better? Like, are we ending up more healthy in the long run?
Yeah, definitely. It used to be, and this took me back when I first started practicing, it used to be a habit to get a set of full dentures for your 21st birthday.
21st?
So back in the 30s and 40s, it was common to get all your teeth out and a full set of dentures for your 21st birthday.
What?
Wow.
So, because I had a few older elderly patients in with full sets of dentures, and I was like, so when did you lose your teeth? And they're like, oh, I got them all out from the 21st and got a set of dentures.
Unbelievable.
What, they were pulling out healthy teeth so they could put in dentures?
Well, I'm not sure if they were healthy. I just think the treatment ability back then wouldn't have been as good as what we have now. Mm. So even just for doing simple fill-ins, and the materials that would have been using for fill-ins wouldn't be as advanced as what we're doing now. So that was kind of what was happening back then. So we're definitely a lot healthier. I think it's normal now that everybody knows that they should be brushing their teeth twice a day with the fluoride toothpaste. And I think that's common, a common habit with most people, which wasn't necessarily there maybe for generations before.
Good question from Evie. She says, could you ask the dentist, John, for advice for a 35-year-old considering packing it all in to train to be a dental nurse? I'm being made redundant in May and I'm kind of lost. Do you think Evie should join the dental community?
Well, I think she should talk to a dental nurse. They're very stressful jobs. I have to take my hat off to dental nurses because we can't do without them. Like, I couldn't do without my dental nurse. I couldn't operate on a day-to-day basis. And it's a very stressful job that they have as well. They're making sure that we've got everything we need, and they're making sure the patient's got everything they need. But it's also a very fulfilling job. So she's probably best speaking to someone that's in that is a dental nurse.
Look, I would imagine there's nothing more fulfilling than sucking the saliva out of people's mouths for a living. but they always seem so calm. They have a nice air of calm about them, the dental nurse. There's very like, I think half their job is actually being a reassuring presence for the person in the chair.
Yeah, big time. And a lot of times patients will listen to the dental nurse and see how they react and how they're talking, and react from that. So it's really good for the dentist to have a good relationship with their dental nurse for providing that support to the patient.
Yeah, it's kind of like the air steward on the plane, you know. If you feel a bit of turbulence, you stare at the air steward. And if they're still chatting away and bringing out drinks, you're like, it's fine. When they start strapping themselves into the seat, you're like, oh, God.
When everyone started wearing masks, did you think suddenly there were loads more dentists?
No. Maybe different masks. Maybe those.
You don't have to answer that stupid question.
We'll leave the final question to Breed in Ballina, who says, John, do all dentists have amazing teeth, or are they terrible patients like doctors tend to be?
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. You know, there's some dentists that have great teeth, but I think we're lucky because we know how to look after them properly, so we're able to do a pretty decent job in ourselves. There's also some dentists there that are more of do what I say and don't do what I do kind of people as well.
And do you have a dentist? Like, do you go to a dentist to get stuff done, or do you just go, right, keep an eye on me now, I'm going into myself?
I do a little bit of both. It just depends. I think we're bad at going to other dentists. Just in general, dentists are bad at going to other dentists. So,
could you give yourself a filling if you wanted?
No, I couldn't give myself a filling. I could give them a little bit of a clean-up, but a filling would be a bit too far.
What about like those cool guys in movies? Could you do some kind of self-tooth extraction if your life depended on it?
Yeah, you probably could do an extraction. It probably wouldn't be advisable.
You think?
Yeah, especially if you're taking laughing gas just before it.
John Haughey, dentist, thank you so much for chatting to us today, for Ask Me Anything.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, John. Bye.
Bye.
Me Anything. Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.